Israel released some 340 Palestinians from prison today, but the move, intended to improve the atmosphere for peace negotiations, has instead fueled cries for bigger and bolder measures. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The release stretched for over an hour. The major military operation that unfolded throughout the day at five checkpoints across the West Bank and Gaza got underway outside Hebron with the words of an Israeli commander. "Congratulations to all the families on the release of your sons," he said. Some had anticipated this moment for years. Nervous Israeli soldiers attempting to keep a lid on the excitement barked orders at the assembled Palestinians. Relatives jostled to create space for the prisoners and serenaded them as they stepped from the bus, a barrier away, one by one. "We give you our hearts, we give you our souls. There is no God but Allah," they sang, brandishing the green and red flag of the Palestinians. The prisoners arrived with their handcuffs just removed and, having just signed a document renouncing any illegal action against the State of Israel. Newly released 24-year-old Ahmed Abdel Mayan al-Namoura kissed his friends and talked about the meaning of his freedom. "It's a great feeling to be free," the student of engineering said, "but freedom is not just getting out of jail. Freedom is also how I must feel outside the prison walls." Accused of being a member of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, Namoura had seven more months to serve on his sentence. He is one of the fortunate. Many of those released here had served nearly their entire terms, prompting Arafat to call today's action a deceit. Newly released Ahmed Neymat served 5 years for throwing stones at Israeli soldiers and said there was no reason to rejoice. Ahmed's brother is serving several life terms for killing Israelis. Their mother rejoiced at Ahmed's release and offered this defense of her other son.
"By even killing the Israelis, he's defending his land. I agree with him, God bless him, and I'm waiting for the moment that I see him again."
It is the kind of remark that sends chills through the Israeli public, and Israel insists that no prisoners with, quote, blood on their hands will be released. Estimates put the number of Palestinians in Israeli prisons at between 5 and 8,000. Many Palestinians here today said all prisoners must be freed if there is to be genuine progress on the roadmap for peace. Families of Israeli victims of the conflict went to the Supreme Court to make sure no one released today was involved in fatal attacks on Israeli citizens. Nearly one half of those freed has never been charged with any crime. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.